Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Okay, it's time for a break. Sorry, just kidding. We got a few minutes to play with here before we slow it down once again. Marty, what do you make? I mean, I guess we should quickly tell people there's Trevor Zegras news on this day. He's been dealt to Philadelphia. Or Ryan Poehling, a second, and a fourth. Beyond that, what have we not gotten into yet as it pertains to the Sabres and this week ahead and, you know, what you want, what you think the fans want, what you're hearing that the fans want?
Okay, so the one thing I don't think we will talk about until, when do we have Chris Baker on Wednesday? Mm-hmm. We probably won't talk about prospects until Wednesday with Chris Baker, because really, like,
that's tomorrow. Tomorrow we hear from Kevin Adams, Jerry Fortin ahead of the draft. So
yeah, but again, like, for me, it's more about, okay, what else is going on around the team, right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure they'll talk about their needs and their strategy and what they're looking at the draft, and you know, but I'm not worried about it. I don't think fans are worried about it. Fans are looking at next year, wanting to play, you know, hockey in game 83. You got 82 games of regular season. How do you play game 83? You know, I said it last month of the season. How do you get better game one of the 25-26 season? Mm-hmm. And that's still the goal right now. How do you get better for game one? That's what I'm looking at. So, yeah, okay, I'm not going to talk prospect until we talk to Chris Baker about it on Wednesday, just because I don't – at nine, whatever. Like, could be a good player, could be a great player. It's not going to be somebody that's going to make your roster better game one of the 25-26 season. That's just the way I look at it. I'm not going to talk about that. So I think there's going to be plenty of other things to talk about. I think there's going to be plenty of rumors that we're going to be chasing. Teams, this is weird because right now teams would be traveling to Los Angeles to be, you know, setting up shop and their meetings, whatnot. It's not happening. How does the week plays out when teams are not traveling and not in one location,
right? Well, we've seen more deals already this week than in some past with the Zegras deal. So thank you, Anaheim and Philly, for reminding us that you don't need to be in the same room to constitute a deal.
And I was definitely not expecting that. I was definitely not expecting that. I thought it may be closer to the draft. Whatnot. The Panthers just had their Stanley Cup parade yesterday. Like, the business of the league has been really good when you look at trades and players that have signed contracts and whatnot. Like, Matt Duchene signs a contract with Dallas. Dallas has to make some moves. Are we going to see some Jason Robertson trade this week? How does that affect the landscape? Is he going out east? Is he staying west? There's so much to talk about here when you just go through rumors by rumors and what's happening around the league, and including the Sabres. So there's a ton. I mean, there's definitely some people that are going to be looking at prospects and have done their homework on prospects, and that's great. I'll wait until later in the week to do that.
What did you make of the Jonathan Toews bonus-laden signing in Winnipeg?
I think there was only one place that it made sense for Jonathan Toews to go.
So why do they have to give him so much in the way of easily attainable bonuses?
I have no idea why. $7 million?
Yeah.
Like a $2 million base? I thought, give him a million base and give him a $2 or $3 million in bonuses. Get it to four, right? Like, maybe. But I am so...
Look, not exactly a hometown discount.
No, and it may not affect them this year, because if he reaches like all of his bonuses and it goes over the cap, then it's cap penalties for the year after. So in 2 years from now, in 2 years from now, the cap will be $100 million. So maybe Kevin Cheveldayoff is saying, I don't care. I just want to be right by him. But now people are saying Jonathan Toews is going to Winnipeg to be their second line center. Whoa. Like, the guy hasn't played in the last 2 years. And the 2 years prior to that, he wasn't healthy and had, you know, 31 points and 37 points in the season. Mm. His last full season healthy was the 19-20 season that was cut short by the pandemic. Yeah. He had 60 points in 70 games. Since then, he hasn't really played healthy or at a high level. That's a long time to have been really not in. So do I think it makes sense? Yes. It makes sense if he's a third line center. You elevate Adam Lowry.
But he's hurt. Lowry starts hurt. So
Lowry starts hurt, yes. But you're still a good team, right? Like, you're still got Hellebuck and you still have a lot of players. You're going to be fine. I think you're going to be in the mix. You don't have to, like Florida, you don't have to finish first in the conference. You don't have to finish first in the division. Just right. make the playoffs. But I think it starts with Taze as a third line center. Maybe acquire a second line center because Lowry's not there. But I don't pump the brakes on Jonathan Taze being your second line center. Like, that's not the way I see this.
Are the Hawks any better after retaining Donato and acquiring Burakovsky?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
No, I don't see the Hawks being better right now. Now, they could make a move. They could look at trades. They could look at offer sheet. They could look at a lot of things. It's a new coach. Jeff Laschel comes in. I think there's still a lot of work to be done in Chicago. I don't see them being better by acquiring Burakovsky and re-signing Ryan Donato. Donato had a great year, but show me if he can match that again this year.
But Donato ended up not getting anywhere near the money that some people would have expected after a 30-goal season. And I think it's fair to say that Matt Duchene took a huge discount to stay in Dallas. I think even, you know, the lesser talked about deal in Ottawa, because we compare it to the much talked about Cousins for Norris deal. But when they acquired Zetterlund, like, I think that's I like Zetterlund in Ottawa. And I think he took a pretty fair contract here too, you know, from a Senator's standpoint. So I don't know. I mean, kidding about the Tabes bonus structure aside, and it's really doesn't matter. Do you not feel like some guys are taking a little less right now?
I think it's weird. Like, you know, when we talked with Shayna Goldman, she was like, the middle class is going to get paid, right? The top guys are going to get paid. Everybody's going to slide up the pay scale. I think what a lot of players are doing right now is they're taking 3-4 long-term deals at lesser money, just guaranteeing themselves, like, look, I got my contract. I got my money. I'm all set. Depth player, right? When you look at Fabian Zetterlund, he's a depth guy, right? He's going to play maybe third line, probably fourth line. He's going in. Is it a good signing? Is it a good player? Yes. Mm-hmm. Does it move the Ottawa Senators so much more forward? I don't think so. I think Ottawa is trying to continue to build with the top guys that they had. But I mean, Zetterlund is fine. You know, there's been Duchene is an interesting one for me because at first look, I thought it's a lot of money for Matt Duchene when your cap space is very, very limited. And but then you're right. Well, leading scorer keeps like, okay, maybe he took a discount, but he took it over more years than maybe he would have otherwise. Agreed. So that he gets paid, right? And that's the Brad Marchand thing. Everybody's saying Marchand's going to get $8 million. Whoa, 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 whoa. If you give him 2 years at eight, I get it. 3 years at eight, it's a little rich. But 4 years at eight, no way. I think if it's 4 years, you probably say, I'll give you the $24 million. But I'll give it to you over 4 years, so that's six a year. Or you can take two at eight, so that's 16. Like, you can decide what you want. Two at eight or four at 24. Or 4-6.
Have you spent any time through a Sabres lens looking at Noah Dobson?
No, I have not spent any time looking at Noah Dobson.
I didn't
Dobson
think so. Why is
but
that?
But it's interesting. I think that's very interesting if you say Noah Dobson, what does he have left on his deal?
He's an RFA.
He's an RFA, so he'll sign. Look, there's not a lot of defensemen in the market to say you can
let alone right shot defensemen who have produced over 70 points. Right, yeah. But that's the thing. Like Dobson had the worst case scenario, which was not a great year heading into free agency.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how damaged he is by that. So
well, the big thing is the Islanders have the number one overall pick, and correct. They're going to draft a really high-end defenseman
correct.
That would fit perfect with Dobson. So are the New York Islanders going to say, hey, you know what, let's move the guy that we think can play with a number one overall pick moving forward? I don't think that's going to happen, but you know, Noah Dobson is, as you said, an RFA. Maybe he says, I want to go somewhere else. Maybe I don't like where this is going. There's an interesting dynamic with the Islanders going on right now. Darsh comes in, GM. Patrick Roy is the coach. We've talked about Pete DeBoer is available. What are the destinations Pete DeBoer could find himself by Thanksgiving next year? Nashville, New York Islanders, L.A. Like, there's an interesting dynamic there. If you're Noah Dobson, you say, I don't know who's the coach is going to be in a year from now. I want to go somewhere else. You can make that work. But again, that should be all agent driven. No adoption agent should put that out there saying, hey, he wants to be traded. So now all of a sudden you're generating that buzz, right? Just like we're hearing Paterka and Byram and everything agent driven.
Marty's best and worst of the weekend straight ahead.
I need your best and worst too.
Maybe. We might have time for it on Sabres Live.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.